Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 6. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? Or aren't you aware that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you too must count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its desires. Do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been bought from death to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin leading to death, or to obedience leading to righteousness? But thanks be to God, that though you once were slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were committed. You have been set free from sin, and have become slaves to righteousness. I am speaking in human terms, because of the weakness of your flesh. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to escalating wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. For when you were slaves to sin, you were free of obligation to righteousness. What fruit did you reap at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The outcome of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the fruit you reap leads to holiness, and the outcome is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is God's Word. In Romans 5, which we read last time, the scriptures taught that the law produced sin, and sin produced death. We saw that in chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. Sin was, in fact, multiplied by the law, according to verse 20. But the grace of Jesus also became more abundant where sin increased. We saw that in verse 20b and verse 21. Now, today in chapter 6, Paul raised the question, should we sin more so that there will be more grace? We saw that in verse 1. Verse 2 quickly answered the question with a strong no. Then the rest of the chapter went on to explain why. Spiritually, we have been buried with Christ and raised to new life with him, as we saw in verses 2 through 4. Our new life in Christ has freed us from the power of sin, according to verses 5 through 7. On that basis, we should consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God, as we saw in verses 8 through 11. And because of that, we should not allow sin to reign in our bodies. We saw that in verses 12 through 15. Verse 15 asked a similar question to verse 1. Both the question in verse 1 and the question in verse 15 raised the possibility of us sinning. Verse 1 wondered if we should sin since sin makes grace more abundant. Verse 15 asks if we should sin because we're not under the law but under grace. The implication of verse 15's question seems to be, if grace covers us, shouldn't we sin just as freely as we want to? Paul's answer again was no, because sin enslaves us, while righteousness, which is what God saved us for, frees us, as we saw in verses 15 through 18. In verses 19 through 33, we were reminded that sin is deeply destructive. We quote Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death," when we give the gospel. But this verse comes in the context of teaching us, Christians, about sin and death, new life, and freedom. There's no problem with quoting Romans 6:23 in evangelism, but we should quote it to ourselves when we are tempted to sin. Though we still desire sin, the scripture reminds us that there's no benefit to us when we sin, as we saw in verse 21. We are now ashamed of the sins we've committed in the past, and we're ashamed of the consequences that brought death, as we saw in verse 21b and verse 23. On the other hand, when we choose to do what is righteous as slaves to God, then, according to verse 22b, this is a quote from the NIV, "the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." Again, that's verse 22b in the NIV. Sin appeals to us because it lies to us. It offers us pleasure without showing us the price and the pain that follows when we sin. It is true that Jesus' grace is sufficient to cover any and all of our sins. But that salvation does not remove the consequence that sin brings into our lives. The consequences of sin are death and pain and shame, while the consequences of a righteous life are all positive, holiness and eternal life. When we understand the truth about sin, and when we understand the power of Christ's salvation, we see why making righteous choices in our lives is better in every way than trying to get the pleasures offered to us by sin. Today you may face moments of temptation to sin. Keep this passage in mind. Christ liberated us from sin, not to spoil our fun, but to keep us from the death and pain and destruction that sin always causes. So believe God about this. Trust in God's word and choose to do what is right, that is, to live righteously in the sight of God. You can do it because you've been raised with Christ. Count on that. Believe that. Remind yourself of that. Preach that to yourself whenever you're tempted to sin. And having believed God about this, choose the righteous path. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can benefit from these devotionals every day in the following ways. First, you can subscribe to them as a podcast in Spotify and in Apple Podcasts, and then every day you'll receive the latest audio recording of these devotionals, and that will help you be in God's Word every day. Or you can subscribe by email. Just put your email address in the form and you can subscribe that way, and then every day you'll receive an email from me containing these devotionals, and more importantly, the daily scripture readings, so you can be reading God's word every day. All of these are completely free, and you can unsubscribe from them at any time, so there's no risk to you, and there's no cost to you, so give it a try. Again, go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. If you want to help me with financial support, please go to dailypbj.com/support, and sign up for one of my tiers of monthly support, and thank you to those of you who support me on a monthly basis. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.